This is Scientific American's 60 Second Science. I'm Annie Sneed.
Every spring, a bird called the barnacle goose migrates from the North Sea coast to the Russian Arctic, where it breeds. That's a 3,000-kilometer trip. Along the way, the geese usually take pit stops to rest and refuel. But the Arctic spring has been arriving earlier and earlier. So researchers analyzed 6 years of barnacle goose migratory tracking data to try to figure out if these geese, and other species like it, can adapt their migration to stay in sync with the changing seasons.
And then we used satellite images to see when snow was melting in the Arctic, and then we could relate the timing of the birds to the snow melt.
Bart Nolet, an ecologist at the University of Amsterdam. Nolet and his colleagues found that the geese did not leave their wintering ground sooner to match the earlier Arctic spring, but they did speed up their trip by skipping many of their usual stopovers. The birds arrived in the Arctic up to 13 days earlier than they used to, but at a cost.
So in a normal year, they start laying their eggs right after arrival. But now they spent more than a week foraging before they were laying their eggs. So in effect, they weren't that earlier than could have been the case if they would have been able to lay their eggs immediately. And as a result, the chicks that hatched from the eggs in that early year, they survived much less than normally. Probably because they missed the food peak, which is actually a combination of very high quality in the grass and enough grass around. And that food peak is around 3 weeks after snowmelt. But now they were a few weeks later.
With devastating effects.
We looked at the daily survival of the gosling. So if you calculate it over the whole month, then it's quite a dramatic decrease from 20% to only 2% surviving. Yeah, so it basically means that not many goslings are surviving in such a year.
The study is in the journal Current Biology. So why don't the geese just leave their wintering grounds earlier?
When it's an early spring in the Arctic, it's not necessarily an early spring in the wintering area. So the birds cannot use any cue that's related to whether it's early or late spring to leave.
But Nolet does think there's some hope they might be able to adapt.
We know that the goslings learn their migration from their parents. So there is a lot of learned behavior in it. So it may well be that in the course of time, some birds discover that they have to depart earlier from the wintering areas to be able to time their migration perfectly again and match it with the Arctic.
Thanks for listening. For Scientific American 60 Second Science, I'm Annie Sneed.